Welcome back to the Soup Scoop Podcast. We will take you behind the scenes of Deer Valley Unified School District and introduce you to the people and stories that make DVUSD such a special place. I'm Dr. Kirk Finch, Superintendent of the Deer Valley Unified School District, and today's episode is all about coming home. Sometimes the path in education takes you to different schools, different districts, and even different communities. But for some of our staff, DVUSD has always felt like home, and this year we're excited to welcome three familiar faces back to our district as principals. Holly, Scott, and Jared each have their own unique story about their journey in education and what brought them back to Deer Valley. Today we'll hear what they remember about their time here, what they learned along the way, and why they chose to come home to DVUSD. Let's meet our three newest principals who are officially coming home to Deer Valley. Our first principal has a connection to DVUSD that goes all the way back to her own school days. Holly Murray is a proud Deer Valley graduate who attended Greenbrier, Highland Lakes, and Mountain Ridge from first grade through high school. After building her career in education and becoming a principal, Holly is now returning home to DVUSD to lead the next generation of students.
My name is Holly Murray. I'm principal of Mountain Shadows. Super excited to be here and part of the Deer Valley team. I am a product of this district. I went to Greenbrier, Highland Lakes, and Mountain Ridge, and I'm proud to come back home. I live in this district as well. After high school, I went to ASU and pursued education, got a master's from Grand Canyon, and then have spent time in a variety of districts and levels, ranging from middle school in the Isaac District, high school in the Tolleson Union High School District, Washington Elementary District as assistant principal and dean of students, and then principal out in the Liberty Elementary School District for the last 4 years. So this is my fifth year in the principalship role.
Wow, so you come with a lot of experience, which is unusual, so that's a good thing. Talk a little bit about your experiences and what can you bring to Mountain Shadows.
Yeah, so I feel like coming from another district, you have great learning opportunities when you join somewhere new. But some of the background that I do bring is kind of moving a school up in letter grades. When I took over Liberty, we were a C school. 1 year later, we were a B. 2 years of an A, and certainly hoping that that letter grade sticks when they get those results in early November. I think relationships are very important to me, building relationships with my staff, community, knowing all the kids' names, and I try my best to be an instructional leader. So I want to lead my teachers, coach my teachers, be in front of my teachers in professional development, and just be very present out on campus.
Being a comeback kid, obviously you have some ties to the area and ties to the school too as well. So talk a little bit about maybe what you're looking forward to the most for this school year as a new contributor to the Deer Valley Unified School District.
Yeah, I feel like I had an exceptional public school experience in this district, and now kind of seeing the behind the scenes, I understand why. This is a great district with so many systems and experienced people and leaders to learn from, and it has already been exciting to see the level that the district takes in preparing their leaders. Even though I'm an experienced principal, I have put my learning cap on. I think just sitting in this new role and taking it all in has been just an awesome month so far, from new admin training to evaluation training and everything in between. So I'm excited to learn, excited to be a part of this, and it's exciting to join a big, successful, well-established, well-run district.
Wow, that's great. We are excited that you are here and looking forward to an exciting school year, and we know you're going to do great things here at Mount Shadows, so keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Dr. Finch.
Our next guest is someone whose DVUSD roots run deep. Scott Lawrence spent many years teaching in Deer Valley from 1999 to 2012, before continuing his career outside the district and eventually becoming a principal. Now, after years of gaining experience and perspective, Scott has made the decision to return to DVUSD. One of the reasons Scott wanted to come back was the opportunity to be exposed to the systems, support, and professional training that DVUSD provides, taking what's already great and helping make it even more successful for kids.
I'm Scott Lawrence. I'm the new principal here at Village Meadows, and I'm excited to be back in Deer Valley. My educational journey started mostly, I spent a little bit of time in Scottsdale, but I really, where I grew to love education was in Deer Valley. I was a music teacher at Paseo Hills. I was an AP for a little bit of time at Terramar, and then ran the Mandarin grant up in Anthem for a couple of years, and then was at Constitution Elementary as a tap school as a music teacher there for a year before I moved into admin in a different district. And so my most recent journey had been 9 years as principal of Shea Middle School in Paradise Valley. But I'm excited to be back in Deer Valley. I missed little kids, love middle schoolers. They will always have my heart as well. But I missed being around little kids, and I missed Deer Valley, right? I feel like I owe so much to Deer Valley, and so to be back here serving the community as an administrator is very meaningful to me.
Talk a little bit about being a comeback kid, somebody that grew up here, was developed here. What are the pluses that might help you integrate back into our community quicker? And maybe the things that you've learned already that since you've been gone that you've noticed in the Deer Valley Unified School District.
Yeah, so Deer Valley always has had great systems in place, even when I was here before, right? Man, you've really expanded that, right? We have systems on steroids here, which I love, right? So one of the reasons I wanted to come back is for me as a principal, and I loved my previous district, I wanted to be exposed to the systems and the training that Deer Valley was able to provide. And so there's an immense amount of support for learning those systems. It's a lot as a new, as a new administrator here. I've been a principal for a long time. I know that job, but that job is different in Deer Valley. And so it's been a joy to be able to learn all of those things that make kids, those systems that we have that make kids successful. And my job here at Village is to take what's already great, because, man, there's a lot of success going on here already. How can we make it more successful for more kids, right? And what things on our campus need clarity and need better processes around? And so that's what I'm excited for, being back.
Okay. Talk a little bit about maybe the one or two things that you're really excited about to see at Village Meadows, or things you want to implement, or things that you've already noticed.
Yeah. So I told the staff when we met at the beginning of the year that my job, right, a couple of my jobs my first year is to be really curious about what's going on, right? And so for me, that's being in the classrooms, because that's where the most important work in the district happens, is in our classrooms. And so getting to know the kids and getting to know the teachers and how they teach and how I best can support them, right? My job is to create environments where people can do their best work. And so for me as a principal, that is making sure my teachers have what they need to be successful. When you hire talented people, and our teachers are talented, and give them clarity around expectations and support around those things, that's how they do their best work. And so I'm really excited to get in and learn more about that, right? When we talk about what other things I'm focusing on, it has a lot to do with our special education students, right? And so that department means a lot to me. I've all throughout my career have been in schools that have had high levels of special education students. And so just making sure that the systems that we have there are working for those students as well, and that we're supporting that group of students with diverse needs.
You're coming with principal experience, which is a major plus, and even in another system. How do you think that gives you an advantage coming back, being a principal back in Deer Valley?
Yeah, it's been very beneficial, because I knowing the ins and outs of what I'm supposed to keep track of and that type of thing has been helpful, right? I know how to build relationship with parents. I know how to build relationships and how to coach teachers, right, provide feedback around teachers, because that's the same regardless of the system you're in. And so it's been nice to not have to worry about that piece while I'm learning all of the other systems, right? We've got great MTSSA and MTSSB systems, right? And that's a big part of our success here. Those aren't systems that I had at that level available in other places I've been at, right? And so it allows me to clear my brain to focus on implementing those systems without having to worry about just the learning how to be the principal, right, of the school. So that's been really beneficial.
That is a major advantage for you. We're excited that you're here back in Deer Valley. We call all these guys comeback kids.
Yeah.
Because they went out and looked for the greener grass and came back.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here and so fortunate to be a part of this community.
Well, we're looking forward for an exciting school year.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rich. I appreciate you.
Our final guest is another leader who has found his way back to the Deer Valley family. Jared Nichols brings 26 years of experience in education, including 3 years as an assistant principal. After gaining valuable experience in his career, Jared is returning to DVUSD and bringing that knowledge and perspective back to our district. We're excited to have Jared back and look forward to seeing the impact he will have on his new school community.
My name is Jared Nichols, and I'm the new principal at Legend Springs Elementary School. This is my 26th year in education, so quite a while. I got my teaching degree in Montana back in 2000, and then taught for quite a while, and then decided to go back and get my administrative degree because I always wanted to get into administration. So I got that in 2018, I think. I've taught 3rd through 8th grade and was a behavior specialist for a time. I then was an assistant principal for about the last 3 or 4 years, and then decided it was time to put all that to use and become a principal. My wife is also an educator, so she keeps me motivated and has been a lot good to learn from. I also have one son who's in education, so it's been nice now to bounce off ideas with him. So I'm excited to get into this journey as a principal and take what I've learned in the classrooms and apply it to all areas across the school.
Your new house here is Legend Springs. Talk a little bit about in the first couple months you've been working, one thing or a couple things maybe that you've learned about Legend Springs that is maybe special, unique, something interesting that you've learned and you want to learn more about maybe over this year.
I think the one thing with Legend Springs that I just find so cool is it's actually pretty legendary. There's just so many people when I got this job that know about Legend Springs that even that maybe their kids went here, their grandkids went here, they knew people that taught here, they've taught with people that are still working here. You know, its reputation is just amazing, and it's so cool to me that so many people that I know or my wife knows through education have some sort of connection through here. And I think that says a lot about the school, because normally you don't hear that, or someone will hear, oh, Mr. Nichols is at Legend Springs, wow, did you know this and that? So that's been very cool to hear. I think, you know, what's, you know, when I got here too, one big thing that stood out is all of their traditions, like the flagpole is a big thing. And I think that's just an awesome thing because it's a time, you know, to recognize kids for their hard work. Parents can come and see what's going on. And I think that's a big deal to the parents. So that's a tradition I'm excited to keep and learn about. And we just have so many good things going on with instruction. Our Spot On Academy to help support behaviors is good. I'm excited to get to learn that and to support that. We have an amazing PTO that just puts on so many events, which I'm excited about. And then the parents here have just been really supportive. But like I said, I think the cool thing was just how many people knew about this school before I even did. And so that made me feel, you know, excited and less nervous to come here. So I'm excited to get to know all those good things everybody else knows about already.
Talk a little bit about maybe one thing that you are interested in implementing this year or learning more about and in strengthening. Anything come to mind that you want to implement here at Legend Springs?
Well, I think one thing we talked about when I first got here is like the school is doing so well academically. And, you know, as a new principal, I'm not here to change the world. I'm here to listen and learn from everybody. But our theme for this year with the staff was building on excellence. And so we're really focusing on our three commitments is that we're connecting with each other and kids and families, collaborating, and then continuing to celebrate. So that was kind of my initiative this year, is just building on the good things that are going on, but using those three commitments to get everyone involved. I think the one thing I'm just most excited to learn about is just how the teachers really do all the good things they do, how they're getting the kids to where they need to be. And the kids here are just so cool, and they're just quick to build relationships. And I think for me, the thing I'm most interested in is just taking, you know, the theme that we're using and seeing how we can build on what's better or build on what's already good, and then what are ways we could maybe tweak things to be a little bit better. So I think I'm most excited just to get into the classrooms and see all the good that's going on and how they've gotten there and how we can maintain that or improve on that.
Well, this is a hashtag legendary campus, and you are spot on, hence the leopards references. We're looking forward to an exciting school year from you. We know we have great things coming your way and great things for Legend Springs. So great work, and we'll see how this year turns out, but we're looking forward to great things.
Thank you, Dr. Finch, and go Leopards.
Go Leopards.
I want to thank Holly, Scott, and Jared for joining me today and for sharing their stories about coming back to Deer Valley. There's something special about having people return to a place they know and love. They bring with them the experience they gained along the way, while also bringing back the knowledge of what makes DVUSD such a special place. For Holly, Scott, and Jared, this is more than just starting a new position. It's a homecoming. We're thrilled to have them back and excited to see the difference they'll make for students, staff, and families across our district. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. You can listen to new or previous versions of the Soup Scoop Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Subscribe and comment on the Soup Scoop Podcast today. I'm Dr. Finch, and remember, sometimes the best place to go is a place you call home. Until next time, that's the Soup Scoop.